Hello, everybody, and welcome to the History and Legacy of Sports podcast. I'm Bill.
And
I'm
I'm
DK.
JC. There's DK. And DK's the only guy
I didn't know the
who
order
doesn't
we
have
were
an
going to
S.
say our names. It's
Yeah.
so weird.
I know.
This
All I
guy
can
just
say is.
jumped, like, it's always Bill, DK, and then JC, and then this guy's just trying to steal my thunder. Like,
Well, excuse me, but.
your team
Yeah,
is in the playoffs, all right?
yeah,
Your
so,
team's in the
yeah, see.
playoffs. Just let me have my moment where I say my name.
You have no moment this year, man. You.
Jesus.
Right?
You have no moment. He's just all in my
Have
face.
no moment. So,
You're the one that's got to see all the other flags flying around Calgary for the week and a
my
half
God.
to the Knights
Be
eliminating them.
between the fake Winnipeg fans that live in my town and the Oiler fans, like, I might actually be cheering for the Canucks. It's sickening. I don't
Wow.
know what's happening. So, what we're gonna see what happens here. And if you guys have listened to our show before, where we kind of all pick the series, and then the majority will rule, and we'll see who's gonna win the Stanley Cup, because
Yeah.
we're very smart.
But before we get to that, I actually have a little surprise for you guys.
Oh boy,
Because
I love surprises.
our last episode, we did the first round mock draft of the NFL draft, which is
Which
next.
is always which is a lot of fun.
Yeah. And the actual draft is next week. Believe it or not, we got a YouTube comment.
Who am I taking out this time?
Is it Antonio Brown? He seems to be
No.
commenting on everything lately. No,
Did you see
thankfully.
that he announced his retirement? I think he's the last one to know about
Oh, jeez. So
that.
anyway,
Like, yeah, anyways.
The comment is at Sarah McCoy 1941. So
Wow.
great, DK's gonna take out a woman.
They had Sarahs in 1941. Are you sure it's not Beatrice 1941?
I'm looking at it right now. It says Sarah.
Sarah? She might be the first Sarah ever. All jokes aside, Sarah, I don't know what your comment is, but any feedback is good feedback, in my opinion.
Okay.
All
So
right, let's see what she said.
she wrote
Okay.
this first part in capital letters.
Oh, okay.
No Jared Verse for the Houston Texans.
Okay.
She continues to write, the Texans have Will Anderson Jr. and they have Danielle Hunter. They don't need Verse. What the
Okay.
Texans need is a defensive tackle, Byron Murphy or Jazon Newton, even if they have to trade up to get one or the other. An alternative would be to draft huge for Tavondre Sweat. Try again, but this time look to address Texans' needs.
And what's funny about that, Sarah, is since we recorded that, Houston traded their first round pick, so you're not getting any of those players. So
Oh, I wonder how she feels after.
it's pretty funny because she like obviously this is what happens. Like I'm on a mock draft, a Facebook group where we kind of like do mock drafts and share them, and then everyone else criticizes you, and it's fun. Because I do the same thing. And then basically, like, I'm a Saints fan. So if you're going to make a pick that the Saints wouldn't do, I will go on there and I will say something bad about you and basically tell you how stupid you are. So, Sarah, thanks for the comment.
My question is, who made that pick? That's
Yeah,
what
I
I'm
was, you
trying to
know, I
remember.
don't, but because we were going kind of in order, I don't think I would have had Jared Verse going to Houston. And I know that draft was a little bit different because of some of the picks that went earlier. So be
I
interested
don't
to see.
remember. I'll have to watch back, see who did
Yeah.
make that controversial pick.
Yeah.
All right. So now that we've taken care of
I'm gonna
business.
laugh if Jared Verse ends up falling to the second round and Houston takes him.
So
Take
now
that, Sarah.
if that's your
I
real
can't
name.
believe she watched the whole
That's your
episode.
Yeah. 1941. That's impressive.
She's probably like, okay, I want to find if they talk about Houston, and then I'm gonna, you know. All right. So we're gonna go through, like DK said, each series of the first round as of the time we're recording this, because there's still a few games going on right now.
Yeah.
We will pick who we think will win the series and in how many games. And then the ultimate goal at the end is to pick a Stanley Cup champion.
Yeah.
Last year, I don't think we did that good at the end because it
Yeah, I
was
think
Vegas ended up winning it.
yeah, I remember JC picking Toronto in round one, and I laughed and I walked out of the room.
Yep, and then they
And
actually.
they ended up finally going past the first round. Because that's like the big joke here in Canada is like Toronto hasn't done that in so long. And then they finally did it last year, but then they ended up getting beat pretty easily in round two. But
Yeah.
we'll see. I'm sure there'll be some crazy picks that we make here.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to it.
All
Always a
right.
good time.
Well,
At least
with
you
that.
remember that show. I don't even remember talking
We
about
were
that show.
drunk last year.
I do remember the boss. I said Boston will lose, and you guys just laughed.
Okay, that I do
Yeah,
remember. We
that's
did.
what the show what that was the show where we did a later show and you had the day off, so you were just having a good time.
Yep.
I
All
might
right.
have
So
to go back
now
and
that we're reminiscing
watch
of episodes past, let's get right into it. We'll start with the Eastern Conference, and we will start with the Florida Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning.
one. I'm really excited about this series. When I saw the how the East division was going to line up, if I could pick between like Boston, Toronto, Tampa, and Florida, these are the teams I would have had them facing each other in first round. I think this is going to be probably the dirtiest series. Probably goes have 6 or 7 games. I'm gonna take Florida. I think after last year, kind of coming in and being that Cinderella team, and then this year they're a top seed. I think they're the number two seed in the East, if I'm right there.
Right. Yeah.
I think Florida is gonna take out Tampa, but I'm gonna say 6 games, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was 7.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we watched Florida what they did last year. They make it all the way to the cup final. They've got some good young players. I believe half of them used to play for the Calgary Flames. And now they're going up against their rival. And we've seen some good battles over the years. We've even seen some blowout games this year. I think this series goes six. I like Florida beating Tampa Bay, but I will say one thing. I mean, this is all based on goaltending. Right? You got the players who can score, you got the players who can get under your nerves, but it's all about goaltending in this series. But I'm going Florida at six.
All right. I think Florida is probably thankful that they drew Tampa and not Toronto in the first round. Because I think if they had Toronto in the first round, I probably would say they lose that series. Because that's how even or how close those teams are in that division. You know, you guys brought up a good point. The run that Florida had all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals last year as a surprise. This year, they're not a surprise. They're probably one of the probably three favorites in the East to win to get to the Stanley Cup Finals. I think the other two are the Rangers and Toronto, or not Toronto, Carolina. But I do see Florida advancing like you guys do. Yeah, I'm gonna say six as well. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes seven, but I think Florida's got the team to do it. Tampa is a good, you know, they're still a good team, but you know, like we said last year, age was gonna get to them eventually. I think it will again. I like Florida in six.
Yes, that's pretty cool. Like how it's all unanimous, and we basically all picked six games. So it kind of tells me it's going to be a close series and maybe a couple OTs and a couple bounces. So wouldn't be surprised if Tampa, surprised Florida here. And it's not much of a travel at all. So that shouldn't factor too much into it.
Exactly. Because
And
you're
I like
just
the
going.
goaltending matchup here. Like Bobrovsky's, like people were talking about that contract a couple years ago. Like he's still one of the top goalies, and Vasilevsky missed the first half of the season, but I think since he's been back, he's been pretty good.
I mean, travel, I can take a boat to each other's arena. That's how close they are.
It's Yeah,
Probably like a
maybe.
couple hours. It's not that
Yeah.
far. They could take
Ch
a kayak and portage across.
Tampa Bay and Miami. Yeah, it's probably a few hours away from each
Yeah.
other. But...
They could save money on airplane,
Yep. And
All
then they can
right.
stop in and watch the Tampa Bay Rays in their dumpy stadium with Angel Hernandez umping that series.
Yeah, and then they
Well,
can go, and then they could go watch the Miami Marlins. Oh.
who had 6 minutes till he brought up Angel Hernandez on a hockey show?
I had the over.
You always take the over.
Yep. One day I'll get it right. All
Yep, one
right.
day.
Next series. This is probably my favorite one, just looking at it on the East. Boston Bruins and Toronto Maple Leafs.
Who wants to start this one?
I'll go
AC,
first
you
on
want
this
to
one
take it?
because last year, I came in flying that Boston was going to lose. Boston had no challenge. Boston pretty much walked through the regular season. Came up against Toronto, who finally took down that giant, took down that beast, lifted Andre the Giant over their head and slammed them to the ice to advance.
A wrestling reference, Angel Hernandez stares all over
Wow.
the
But I mean,
Got to get all the
nothing's
shots in
really
there.
changed on these two teams. I mean, you it's I'm gonna go Toronto on this one again. I just like the way Toronto's built. I think Boston, they're just getting a little bit older, right? I like the goaltending. I just think once again, Toronto is, I mean, they could have been back and forth, right? Toronto could have been in second and Boston could have been in third. Oh, it's I'm going Toronto Maple Leafs, and I like it, and I think this series goes six as well.
All right, I'll go
Bill, you
next.
want to go next?
Yeah,
You
I'll
want to
go
go next?
next. This just on paper is like the best series in the Eastern Conference. Both teams are even. You've got, the veteran experience of Boston, and you also have the youth of Toronto. And I think Toronto right now is starting to be in peak years. And what I mean by that is they're in the position kind of like where the Penguins were and the Capitals were about 10 years ago, where it's like they're about ready to make a run for the cup and like be a serious contender for it. But Boston's just a good, gritty team as well. I like both of them, but I'm gonna go Toronto. I think this goes seven games.
Wow, you guys both taking Toronto. So I guess we know where the group's going. I'm definitely going the opposite. Boston, last year they had the most points ever, and then they were ousted in the first round. I think they were probably overlooking Florida. I don't think that'll happen again. Playing Toronto, they've beat Toronto four times this year out of four games. I just think certain teams have certain teams' numbers in the playoffs. And I just don't see a scenario that Toronto can hold up against Boston. Boston's got the goaltending, they got the defense, and they got the scoring. Toronto has the scoring. That's all they have for me. I think in the last few weeks it's been all about Auston Matthews getting 70 goals. He falls too short of it. So I'm gonna say Boston. I'm gonna say in five.
Ooh.
think it's gonna be a quick one. I think Toronto might win game three, but yeah, I think Boston wins easily.
All right. So, like DK said, majority rules. So we've got the Maple Leafs and the Panthers advancing.
Now, as myself here, I'm going to be cheering for the Leafs. Like, I would love to see Toronto, finally beat Boston and go on a nice run here to a Stanley Cup final or Eastern Conference final or something. Just makes it more interesting to watch. Like, so. But yeah, I just think Boston will win. I'm not going to cheer for that. So it'd be great if we were right as a group here on this one.
Okay, next series, the New York Rangers and the Washington Capitals. And I guess I'm taking this one by default. Okay. So the Rangers have had a fantastic year. Win the division. They've won the President's Cup or President's Trophy, pardon me. It has been 30 years since their last Stanley Cup victory. 30 years. Meanwhile, and I'm sure a lot of people have the Cap or the Rangers as the favorites, as they rightfully should. Meanwhile, this Capitals team, and I even told JC on air and off air a few times, closer towards the end of the season this year, if they don't make the playoffs, I'll be okay. I really would. And then the fact that they did make the playoffs with a team that is minus 37 in goals, which is a record.
It's the third worst to ever make the playoffs in the history of hockey.
A
Like, since they started
quarter
counting plus minus.
of their
It's
team,
unbelievable.
a quarter of their team came from Hershey, the big affiliate. First year head coach. They trade away some very good players because they're trying to, get to be young, which I understand. And yet they make the playoffs. This, I'm going to say it right now. In this round, the Capitals are going to be a hard elimination. I don't believe it's going to take four games or five games. I'm rooting for the Caps, but I think the Rangers are going to win the series, but it's going to go six games.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I was really impressed with Washington, what they did in like the second half of the season. I know Ovechkin, he had like 8 goals up to a certain point, and it was like, oh, he's slowing down. He's not going to catch Gretzky, and then all of a sudden he finishes with like 30
Two,
something goals this year. But now he's 40 away from Gretzky. So like, if he has an okay Ovechkin like season, this time next year he could be the all-time goal scorer, which would be pretty cool to see. I never thought I'd see that in my lifetime. I don't think anybody did. I agree with you. I think the Rangers are going to win. I compare the New York Rangers to the Boston Bruins last year. This could be a trap series. I'm gonna pick the Rangers, but I'm gonna pick them in 7 games. I think Washington's gonna sneak out a couple one, and I wouldn't be surprised if this went to overtime in game seven. And the Avalanche are up 3-0 on Edmonton, so they can all suck it. In a game where McDavid and Draisaitl aren't playing, I don't care. It's still funny.
Well,
Shots are the shots are five. Shots are 5-0, and it's 3-0 for the
Is that
Avs.
a Skinner?
Yeah, Skinner's in it. It
Oh,
looks
there you
like
go.
Darnell Nurse and CeCe were on the ice there, so that's their top pair, right? Good luck, Oilers. We'll see what happens here. Anyways, so yeah, we got New York going in.
Yeah,
What
but
do you
let's hear
think? Do
JC.
you hear? Yeah.
So I mean, I'll tell you what. one of the most interesting races of the playoffs. You know, not as, I mean, we have four teams coming down to the very last of the last few games.
Oh, yeah.
You had Washington score an empty net goal just at, so it was 7:33 Eastern. Detroit scores to go into overtime.
And the game
And
was
then
tied
seven.
when they scored the empty net goal.
Yes, the game was tied. So Tortorella didn't know it, or else he said he would not have pulled the goalie. So
Well, he should
then
have looked up.
he pulls the goalie. And next thing you know, Washington scores. It's 2-1. And by the time it was a shootout, Washington won. Detroit was eliminated. And Washington was moving on. That being said, I'll tell you what, this New York team looks dangerous. They look good, all three facets of the game. And I mean, I think Washington will give them a bit of a battle. Obviously, division rivals, right? It's going to be pumped up. I mean, I think Washington wins game three at least coming back. I think they lose the first two. But in all fairness, I think New York will take it in five.
Yeah.
But I think there'll be some close games, right? It's just, right, just the talent. Like you said, half the team's from Hershey and, you know, and
Yeah,
the goaltending, right? We'll see what.
they've really built their team, and like they don't have a lot of free agents or trades. It's like they draft and develop. There's probably not a better minor league system in hockey than Hershey.
Well, not anymore. They're all playing for Washington in the playoffs.
Right. I guess it.
No. All
That's
I'm gonna
funny.
say,
Not
all I'm gonna
anymore.
say is, before we go to the next series, if Washington takes one of two in New York in the first two
Well,
games, they've
then
got a
it's
shot.
on.
They've got a shot. So
I'll do
we.
you one better. If they steal a game, I think Washington wins, because New York, if they'll get in their head, they're the President's Trophy winner. That this is the first. This first series, right? You can't lose, especially, like New York's had some really good teams.
This
They
is
went
the
to the
best
finals,
one in a
I think about
while.
10 years ago. It's the best one in a while. They got a really good team, a really good goalie. Like if they don't make the Eastern final, I think that would be a huge letdown.
And then on the, and
In
so,
that market.
and so looking at it now, right, after if Washington does get eliminated in the first round, the Hershey Bears are going to get a huge influence and a huge injection to the lineup for all those players going back down to help them in the AHL playoffs. So,
It kind of depends
build
on
up yourself,
how
build.
many games they've played, because if you played a certain amount of games, you can't go back down.
Well,
So it
but if you get
depends on that.
eliminated, you can. There's a
Yeah.
deadline, but I'll say Bill
Yeah.
might have a championship somehow this year in hockey.
All
right. The
good.
final series in the Eastern Conference, we're going to preview the Carolina Hurricanes and the New York Islanders.
Who wants to start this one?
All right. Well, I'll put it this way. I mean, the Islanders are a scrappy team, but they're an interesting team. I mean, they're up down. At one time, I think they weren't even, were they even, I think they're out of a playoff spot, but they battled in. Then you got the Hurricanes who are just, I mean, last year was they lost to Florida. Lose, I mean, there's just, to me, I mean, are don't know, they're a weird team. I'll put it that way, right? I mean, everybody expects something big of them. And they come out and they can definitely take on the younger teams, the less skilled teams, but I mean, this is going to be a good hard series, right? There's going to be a lot of hits here, but in the end, I think Carolina moves on. But this series, I can see going seven games, Carolina winning it at home.
Just for an update, it is 4-0 with 6 shots on goal now. So the Oilers are in playoff form here.
I see Skitstein is ripping her up
Why
three points.
would you put in the goalie that has confidence issues in a game that means nothing against a really good hockey team, like right before you're about to start a playoff series? I don't
Don't
understand it. Anyways, Bill, did you want to take take this one next, or you want me to
Yeah,
go?
I'll take this one briefly. I just think, you got Brendan Moore coaching Carolina, and they have just been physical year after year after year since he's been there. And I think the Islanders, while they're a good team, I think they ended up with the shortest straw as far as draws go for the playoffs. I really think they'd had a better shot against the Rangers than they do the Hurricanes. So I think Carolina's going to win this series. I see them winning it in five.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I agree. Like, the Rangers are the top team in the East in the standings. But I would, if I had to put all my money on one Eastern team to win, I would probably put it on the Hurricanes. Just I think they're more well-rounded built, and they might have a little bit of an easier road. I think this could be our first sweep. I don't have a lot of confidence in the Islanders. Like, they did have, like, their goalie used to keep them in games. He hasn't been playing very good. Even Varlamov was like starting games near the end there. I think he might even be starting in the playoffs. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm well. I'm definitely taking Carolina here, and definitely a short series, probably 4 or 5.
All right. So that means that the other semifinal in the Eastern Conference is going to be the Rangers and the Hurricanes. So we will, pardon me, we will head back to the Eastern Conference in a little bit. We will now go to the Western Conference, and we probably should mention before this first, we talk about this first series. While all the teams are set, the seeding is not. At the time that we're recording this, right now, the Kings are the second wild card team. They could move out of that and play Edmonton, or we could get this series, which for the purposes of this exercise, we're going to do it as it is this moment, which is the Dallas Stars and the Los Angeles Kings.
Yeah, because basically, if the Golden Knights beat Anaheim, that's what's going to happen tonight, and I think we all expect that to happen.
And every Oilers fan is hoping that the Anaheim Ducks beat the Golden Knights. So then the Golden Knights have to go over to the other conference or other division and play Dallas,
Yeah.
which means one or two good teams could be eliminated in the first round.
Yeah, for sure. So in this scenario with Dallas facing LA, I don't think LA's much of a team to be worried about. I don't know if I'm like underestimating them. They don't worry me at all. I think Dallas wins this series easily if this is the team that ends up playing them. So I'm going to take Dallas in five.
I'm just
Okay,
going to
well,
make this. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Los Angeles is absolutely the most boring team I have seen all year. Right? I mean, I'd
Yeah.
rather watch paint dry than watch the Los Angeles Kings play hockey. It's
He'd rather
boring. It's
watch an
drab.
umpiring tutorial by Angel Hernandez.
That's right.
Well, I
I
don't know
don't
if we
watch
go
the
that
Los
far,
Angeles
guys.
Kings. Now, that being said, I mean, they could frustrate the hell out of Dallas. And we see what
Yeah.
happens when good teams with good talent, skills start to get frustrated, and that team comes out of nowhere and gets a couple goals up, they start playing their game, the other team starts pressing, takes penalties, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, is Dallas lucky to be playing Los Angeles, not the Knights? Absolutely. Is the series going to go seven? No. But I do think LA could win one or two games. But in the end, I believe Dallas is going to win this series. But it would not shock me if Los Angeles does somehow find a way to win, especially if they stick to their system.
All right, so you'd
But I'm
have
going
it.
Dallas.
All right, how many games?
I'm going six for Dallas.
All right, so last year I hopped on the proverbial bandwagon of the Dallas Stars, and I thought they were going to go all the way and win it. Well, I got far with them, but I didn't get all the way to the end. To me, Dallas in the West looks like the complete team. I really think that. They played probably the hardest division in the NHL, the Central Division. And they end up winning the division. The Kings should not be a problem. This may be my only sweep of the first round. I'm taking Dallas in four.
Cool.
All right.
So if I remember correctly, we're unanimous on every series except for Toronto, Boston, right? Okay.
All right. So next series is the Winnipeg Jets and the Colorado Avalanche. I'll take this one to start. This is a fascinating series because Colorado won the Stanley Cup not too long ago, a couple years ago. And they've still got a majority of the players from that championship team still there. But Winnipeg, that's a young team that we're going to have to keep our eyes on for the next several years. Like when I said earlier with Toronto, they might be at their peak. Winnipeg's just starting. Like, they may be 2 years away from being a serious Stanley Cup contender. And that's what I'd like to see, or teams like the Jets, who, are in this position now, and then let's see where they are in 2 years, how good they are in 2 years. I expect this to be a fun series. I would like to see the Jets advance. But I think the experience of Colorado is going to prevail in this. I'm taking the Avalanche in six.
JC, you want to
Sure.
go
So
next here?
this is the weird one, is that during the regular season, Winnipeg had Colorado's number, right? They got the best goaltender in the league, hands down, with Hellebuck, who will win the Vezina. I think for the most part, Hellebuck didn't even allow three. I think in a handful of games, he allowed more than three goals. They're a good
Yeah, they
team. They're
had
a
some
young
sort
team.
of streak there for a while.
Yeah. Where they went, yeah, it was like they didn't allow a lot of goals, right? And to play in that division, they obviously Dallas, I mean, going up against Dallas, Dallas going up Colorado, they played in any other division, they would probably be first in that division. That being said, they're going up against Colorado, who's got MacKinnon, who's got Makar, who's got, I think the only question mark is goaltending in Colorado. Right? We've seen that before, and it's goaltending that seems to make or break a lot of these series. You start to get on a roll, you start scoring. But I'm going Winnipeg in this series. I think Winnipeg finds a way to win. They start in Winnipeg. That crowd's gonna be pumped up. I like Winnipeg's chances.
Okay.
How many games? I'm going six games for Winnipeg. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, like the way I describe, like Colorado kind of reminds me of Tampa Bay. They won a couple of years ago, and they still got the majority of their superstars, and their window is still there. Like goaltending could be an issue, but Winnipeg doesn't scare me too much offensively. Hellebuck said, like, he's a great goaltender. He'll probably win the Vezina, like you said. I think if Colorado can go into Winnipeg and steal a game, Then I think it's their series for sure. I'm with Bill on this one. I'm going to take Colorado with six. I expect them to probably get a split and then go home and take care of business.
Yeah. Okay,
And
so.
like, can you believe like getting second place in the Central and your reward is you get Colorado in the first round?
I
Like,
know.
damn. That's how good that division is, though.
Yeah. That's why I said it was probably the best division in hockey all year this year.
Oh, for I think there's no doubt about it.
So. That means that we have a Dallas Colorado series that we'll look at in a little bit. Now we'll go to the Pacific with the Vancouver Canucks, as they will have the Nashville Predators.
I think we know who should start this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Angel Hernandez, and he'd miss that call by miles.
That would be great if Angel Hernandez was the special guest referee for game one.
Can you imagine? He's
Besser
out there
Hoffman,
calling balls and
Malatini.
strikes.
Well, he doesn't know how to
Oh,
do
man.
that.
Oh, I'll tell you what, man. Like, as Bill said, right? He's ecstatic that his team gone to the playoffs. You're kind of hit or miss. If you made it, you're like, yeah, okay. You know, they didn't make it, but they had a good run, right? I'll tell you what, man. With the Canucks. I figure just talk it there. That's a good innings there. Some good end of season last year. I thought, oh, you know, they might sneak in. Maybe they'll get the second wild card. Maybe they'll get the first. See what happens. But like, I think this is the surprise team of the year. Has to be. You've got probably the coach of the year in Tocchet. You got the Norris Trophy winner in Quinn Hughes, hands down. Demko didn't get hurt. He would have been a runner up in the Vezina. You got JT Miller, who on any other maybe year could be up there in the MVP talk. Going against Nashville, the series was Vancouver swept the series, and obviously you can't put that any merit into it come playoff time because it's different. Nashville's been there on multiple occasions. A few of the players from Vancouver has, and Vancouver's never with this group have never played in front of that home team, not or that home crowd. But at the end of it, I think Vancouver just got, they got the goaltending, they got the defense. They can score if they need to. They're going to play their system. I think Vancouver's going to win this. I think it's going to go six games. But at the end, I think Vancouver moves on. And this is also another stat for all you guys. You got the Nashville, the fourth most hits against Vancouver's given, or who's hit the fifth most. So it's going to be a hard hitting game or series. So look out for that.
Yeah, you know what? I'm probably looking forward to this one. Not just because it's your team, and it's always fun to watch those games that your buddies are really into. But I think this is going to be a homer series, and Vancouver having that home ice advantage is going to be a huge deal. I got Vancouver in seven here. I think Nashville is going to give them a really strong run for their money, and that everybody's seen that Nashville crowd in the playoffs, and they really get on the goalie, and it's pretty funny, and they got the catfish and everything, and like I think it's going to be a really good series. I do see Vancouver kind of overpowering them, eventually. But it's gonna be like a bounce here and there can swing momentum really quick. So I think if Vancouver can't take the first two at home, they could be in some trouble here. But I'm taking the Canucks in seven.
Okay, before I get into my pick, I just want to say that I am a little pissed off right now because
Okay.
of the last commercial I just watched while JC was giving his pick. Okay,
Okay,
so
now we're doing commercial controversy.
yes.
I love
Well,
it.
it was
I love
for
it.
okay, so it was for the Stanley Cup playoffs, and there's a man and a woman. I'm watching this
Okay.
commercial. They're diehard Avalanche fans, and I'm like,
Okay.
oh, okay.
We were just talking about that one. That's kind of neat.
They're probably like, oh, they're a couple and they probably get married because they're Avalanche fans. And then at the end, they're with different people.
Oh.
Boo! Change
Oh,
the
okay.
script. Change the script.
I think I've seen that commercial.
Oh, a bunch of
I
bullshit.
remember getting mad at that commercial too. I think. Jesus.
Okay. So now that I've gotten my rant out of me, th thanks for ruining my night, NHL.
You know what grinds Bill's gears? That
When
commercial.
a romantic story does not have a happy ending. No,
Well, you must
okay.
hate like a lot of movies.
There are some that I could live with, but
The History and Legacy podcast, we get off topic sometimes, so
yeah.
deal with
If
it.
you want to watch a podcast where we really get off topic, check out the DK and Bill podcast.
Woo, cheap plug.
All right. No, I am happily surprised about Vancouver winning the Pacific. I thought this was going to be another year for Vegas. I think Nashville's that type of team that could be very sneaky. Like they
Yeah.
could pull a couple games out.
Like they won 15 in a row at one point.
Yeah. So I still think Vancouver's going to win. But I think it's going to be six games.
Okay.
All right. So now the final series in the Western Conference, as of this recording, of course,
Ooh.
it
Hope they
could
both
change.
lose.
The Edmonton Oilers and the Vegas Golden Knights.
Boo. We don't like those teams. This is like when the Cowboys play the Eagles for me.
Right.
Like, can they both lose? It's like I don't like the Redskins or the Giants, but I find myself cheering for them because they're in the same division. Like, I don't know. It's just the way it is. Anyways, you want me to start this one?
Go right ahead.
Boo Oilers, Knights and four. I'm just kidding.
What
Okay.
analysis?
This is going to be hilarious because Mark Stone's going to like rise from the dead right at the 20-minute mark of first period. He's going to come out like the Undertaker. Like, oh, my spleen's all healed. And they'll be what is it, 20, 21 million over the cap? It's worse than Tampa Bay was, worse than other salary cap teams have been. But you know, that's just the way it is. You gotta use the LTIR the way you can. I think Vegas is one of those teams kind of like Boston. They just match up well versus Edmonton. Like, I don't know what it is. Is it like going to Vegas for Edmonton? Like maybe they're out doing things when they should be focusing on the game. I think Vegas can beat Edmonton, especially if they can take one of the first two games. I'm gonna say Vegas takes it in six. I really think if they can get the goaltending and if they can shut down 97. Which it's not easy to do by any means, but if they can do that, and they can get somewhat decent goaltending from there, from Maiden Hill, I'm going to say Vegas in six.
I'll go next. The way I see this, and I'm thinking back to an old coworker who gave me one of the best sayings in sports in general. Until you can beat the champ is going to win. Vegas is the defending Stanley Cup champions. They have proven to be a dangerous team time and time again. Connor McDavid and the Oilers just can't catch a break ever in the playoffs. I don't know if they ever will at this point. I'm taking Vegas, and I think it's going to be five games.
Oh, damn. I thought six was kind of not giving them enough credit. That's even better. Five games is great.
Oh, man. Oilers fans will be mad tonight.
Yeah, especially if you got that LTIR nonsense, and they'll have all the excuses ready to go. But,
Oh, it's
I guess we'll see what happens. JC, what do you think?
Well, let's put it this way. The Oilers, that window is starting to close because you got Leon Draisaitl after next year. His contract's done, right? He's getting paid 8.5. He's going to at least demand 12 million.
Can I say one thing before you continue? I think if Edmonton does not get out of the first round, Leon Draisaitl is not going to re-sign. I think he wants to win, and he wants to take care of his family, so he can hit the market and make big time money, or he could stay and maybe, take a cheap deal if that's to win cups. Like, if they get knocked out in the first round again, I just think that he's gonna be gone. That's a whole other topic, so.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, right? And I mean, other fans know it. Everybody knows it, that this, I mean, you can't have
Yeah.
too many
It's a
players
huge
making that kind of
offseason for
money.
sure. Especially two of them, because like if Draisaitl makes, like, let's say he makes more than Austin Matthews on his next deal, like Connor McDavid is going to make probably 2 or 3 million more than him. So then you're setting yourself up for having two guys making close to 30 million, which you just can't do in the NHL. So
No,
very
you can.
interesting to
That's why
see
they
what
have
happens
to,
there.
and that's why they have to focus on this year. But I mean, the problem is, you look at their defense, right? I mean, they can score goals. I think they're the high scoring team in the league, or pretty
Oh,
close
yeah.
to it. When we sat there November 18th, when I believe they lost to the San Jose Sharks, and we laughed, and all our other friends were like, "We're never watching another game again in our lives. Season's done," right? All these excuses.
Yep.
And then
I
they
do
went on
remember.
like a 16-game winning streak, and they won pretty much 80% of their games the rest of the way to be where they're at.
Yeah.
And what did they get for it? A
Possibly
Las Vegas Knights
Vegas.
team that has traded for Hurdle, for Hanifin. You know, Mark Stone was coming back. This
And they're
series is
all in.
going to be, it's going to be, I mean, it's going to be hilarious to watch. But this series is going to go down to which goaltender can make the least amount of mistakes. And you got Skid Steen in one net with McBaby, who can't play when the division's on the line. You know, I mean, this is all in the Oilers. And when the Oilers lose this series, and they will lose this series, it's because of a couple key things. And I think the Knights win this, and I think they win it in six.
Right, so we all have Vegas. So that will be Vancouver and Vegas in the other Western Conference semifinal. So now we will go back to the East, and we have Florida and Toronto in that one.
So rematch of last year.
Yeah.
And okay. Well, you guys, why don't you guys start this? Because you actually had Toronto beating Boston. So why don't you guys start? Why don't you guys start this one?
Okay. So maybe it's time, maybe something's going on, something's happening in old Magic Leaf land where Gary McIntyre is drinking beers up on the CN Tower, waving his Maple Leafs flag when the Montreal Canadiens aren't in the playoffs. You know, being a security guard there in 1909. But
Oh man, he
I mean,
listens to the show too. He's gonna give it to
I know he is. You know, he was at Old
He
Maple Leafs
was
Garden.
he was the
He was at.
first concrete mixer on site for the Sky Dome. It wasn't Maple Leaf Gardens.
Yes,
That's
and he
pretty
was at
cool,
Old
though.
Maple Leafs Garden, that is now a grocery store.
Yes,
So,
sir.
but I will put it this way: I'm going to go with Toronto winning the series against Florida.
Oh, Jesus.
It's going to be, I think it'll be one of those fun series. I mean, You got some. I mean, if, how do you play? It's going to be a barber. We're going to put it that way, right? We're going to see a lot of. I mean, this is going to be probably one of the best hockey playoffs we're going to see in a long time. But I'm going to Toronto, and I'm going to Toronto in six.
All right, let me take a stab at this.
You go right ahead.
Since I had Toronto losing in the first round, I can't really have them winning this series, right? Is that how that works? So, I was always gonna. I always thought Florida was gonna make the East Final here, so I'm not gonna stop. If it would have been Boston, it would have been Florida for me, anyways. So, yeah, I just look at Toronto's defense. And I look at their goaltending, and they remind me a lot of the team we were just making fun of 5 minutes ago in the Edmonton Oilers. It's the same. They're top heavy. They got these great goal scorers. They got Mitch Marner and Austin Matthews and William Nylander. That's Draisaitl, McDavid, and Hyman for me. So I just think Florida's defense and like Matthew Tkachuk and getting in the face of whichever goalie starts for Toronto, that's why I don't think they'll even get past the first round is their goaltending defense. So I'm going to take Florida here. And if it is Florida, Toronto, I'll say five, just like last year.
All right. I'm going to say this because if this series happens, it's going to be a fun series. There is something this year with Toronto, especially with Austin Matthews, who's probably going to win the MVP. He's going to win the Hart Trophy. There's just something about this Toronto team that is just saying, we're ready. We are ready. And I think it would only be fitting if every path they have to take, they beat a team that has dominated them. We've mentioned Boston earlier. We've now mentioned Florida. I've got that itch. I think Toronto's going to win that series. That series goes six games.
You really think Austin Matthews can win the MVP?
I do.
Oh, Connor McDavid 100 assists. So did Nikita Kucherov.
Yeah, but 69 goals.
I don't think Austin Matthews is even going to get like a top three vote with all the stars this year. I agree that the goals is super impressive. I don't know. I haven't heard anyone say Austin Matthews is going to win. Like the way you said it, kind of like there's nobody else that can win this. That kind of surprised me. So
Well,
I was
he's
curious
got at
about that one.
least the Richard Trophy. He's got
Yeah,
that.
that's for sure.
Yeah, so
I think like what McDavid and even Kucherov had done would be a little bit like in that most valuable spot, but it's kind of a weird trophy to be honest, the way they word it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so we're gonna go majority rules, Toronto to the Eastern Conference Finals. But who will they play? Will they be playing the New York Rangers or the Carolina Hurricanes?
All right, well, I'll start this one. And this is a series I think we all want to watch. We all want to see. We want to see. We want to see a division rival ones, or division rival one going up against division rival two, which this technically should be a conference finals, if we all agree. You know, but with this way the playoffs are now, we're not seeing it. And it kind of reminisce of the time when you the old NHL where one played four, two played three in the division. And that's why we saw some of the most of the glorious, greatest playoff series ever. Because they're division rivals playing seven times, six times against each other, then in the playoffs. And that's what we're gonna see here. We're gonna see lots of hits, lots of goals, lots of saves. We're gonna see crowds going back and forth, right? We're gonna see Twitter light up with probably fights in the stands. You know, for all 15 Carolina fans that make it to the Maple to Madison Square Garden. You know, and then we're going to see them do their little post game celebration when the Hurricanes beat the Rangers in MSG, doing the old surge, storm surge up against the boards, getting pelted with hot dogs and Pepsi and whatever.
All right.
But at the
I
end of
like
it, and I mean,
it.
it's a top for the President's Trophy as we've seen in previous seasons, and I think Carolina goes out and beats New York. Beats them in seven, heads home, gets ready to play the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Bill, you want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go next. I want to go back to something that you said, DK, earlier, which I agree with. Just because you win the President's Trophy does not necessarily mean you're the best team in your division. I think Carolina is actually the superior team in that division. And if it is the Rangers and Carolina, I think the Rangers are in for a rude awakening. I really do. I just like how Carolina's built. They've been built this way for years. I think it's going to go long. I think this is going to be a long series. I like Carolina in seven as well.
You guys both have Carolina at seven? Okay. Yeah, like I said earlier, Carolina, like if you look at the betting odds right now, Carolina has the best odds to win the Stanley Cup in the East. But they're not the number one team. So like maybe the odds makers kind of see that path the way I'm seeing it. I'm agreeing with you guys. I think Carolina is a superior team. Freddie Anderson's healthy. He's playing great hockey now. Carolina has like a whole bunch of players that like no one ever heard of that are great players. They're like a real team. New York has a lot of like great players. Don't get me wrong, but when you look at a team like if you want to build a team, that's Carolina Hurricanes. It's kind of what I'm thinking here. So I'm going to say Carolina at six. I think they win it at home and send the whole crowd home happy, and then move on to the Eastern Conference Final.
Yeah, so we will get that hot Toronto Carolina Eastern Conference final.
And I believe the last time the Leafs were in the Eastern Conference Final, they played the Carolina Hurricanes the year they won the Stanley Cup,
Well,
if I remember correctly.
we'll have to see.
2006, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. That's
We'll
the
have
year
to.
they, yeah, the first cup of Carolina after they had moved there.
Well, we will have
The
to
year
see if
before.
history.
I think they beat the Oilers a couple years after that. It was the one before that. Oh,
Right.
three, I want to say.
We'll have to see if history repeats itself.
Yeah.
All right. Now to the Western, Dallas and Colorado.
Man, this series. Man. Oh, like if we get half of these series that we're predicting for round two, like it's going to be something else.
Yeah.
Colorado and Dallas. Oh, that's such a good matchup. And like if you're cheering for Colorado, you don't want to face Dallas. If you're Dallas, you don't want to face Colorado. In my opinion, if I'm the Vancouver Canucks, I'm like kind of happy how the board fell here, like getting either Vegas or Edmonton
Yeah.
rather than not having to face Colorado or Dallas till the third round. I think that's a win for a team like Vancouver or Vegas, but I'm going to take Dallas here. I think they're just a little bit better. They got a few more great players and the goaltending. Jake Ottinger's one of the top goalies I really like Dallas in this series. I'm gonna say Dallas at six.
Yeah, I mean, we're, like you said, this could be one of the another one of them all time classic kind of get a rivalry started kind of series where we've seen in the past, right, with Colorado and Detroit. I don't think we'll get to the extent of a Claude Lemieux running around hitting people from behind and then getting wailed on and then seeing multiple goalie fights. You know, those, but at the end of the day, I do like Dallas. Like you said, they're one of the more complete teams in the league, if not the most complete team. And but Colorado will give them a run for their money, like we always do. I mean, there's going to be some high scoring games. You can throw the defense out the window. We've seen a lot of the regular season between those two. There's been a lot of goals scored. So, and I agree. I go Dallas in six.
This series could have been a Western Conference final series. That's how good this looks on paper.
Definitely.
Yeah. I think Dallas is just a little bit better than Colorado. I see this being evenly played out through and through. Dallas is on a mission this year. They got to the Western Conference Finals, failed. Now they're looking to get back and go further, and I think they're going to do it. Dallas will advance. I think it's going to be six games as well.
Cool.
All right. And the other Western Conference semifinal, the Vancouver Canucks and the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, so in this case, Vancouver would be the have the home ice advantage. Can I start this one?
Go ahead.
Okay. I think the home ice advantage is gonna play a big factor here. If Vancouver is in a dogfight with Nashville, which I kind of expect it to be, I think having that extra home game is going to matter a lot. Like it's probably going to matter in any series, but in this one, I just think it's going to be a huge factor. I'm gonna take Vancouver. I'm gonna take them in seven. I think it's going to go the absolute distance, game seven overtime. And I think Vancouver's gonna get it, and they're gonna move on to the Western Final and be that. You know, in this case, I would be so shocked if there were a Final Four and two Canadian teams left, which would be absolutely incredible. I don't think Gary Bettman would allow Toronto to face Vancouver in a Stanley Cup Final. He'd probably blow up both arenas before that happened. Something would happen. He'd unleash COVID somewhere. Like, there's no way that it would ever happen. But in a hypothetical podcast, who knows what could happen here? But
All
I'm
right,
taking Vancouver in seven, so they face
I'm gonna go
Dallas.
next because I think I know where JC is going to go.
Really? You think so?
Oh yeah, I think so.
Hold on, he's not a homer, is he?
I do see this going seven. I really do. I think this is gonna be every goal, every game is gonna be like one goal or two goal difference. I want Vancouver to advance. I really want to see
He's
who.
gonna do it, JC. He's gonna do
I want to
it.
see again in my lifetime a Canadian team win the Stanley Cup.
Oh, that's nice of you to say.
It's just not Vancouver. I'm sorry. Vegas wins this in seven. It's going to be a dogfight. Vegas will advance.
Where is JC gonna go here?
You can email Bill, and we'll put this email address up after the show.
Yeah, all the hate mail from Canada can go to Bill's email.
And just on the record, if Vancouver were to play Toronto, it'd probably be the most watched Stanley Cup in the history of the Stanley Cup.
In
It
Canada,
would
yes.
be the most watched in Canada. In U.S., nobody
Yes.
gives a
But overall, right, it would be
shit.
the most watched
Yeah,
history, most watched people, right?
can I compare it to something?
Go
The
ahead.
most watched NBA finals in Canadian history was when the Raptors faced Golden State. And it was the least watched NBA finals in history in the U.S. because nobody cared about Golden State because they won a bunch and nobody cared about Toronto. But, that's the way it goes.
But that equals out to probably being in about the mid pack of how it is. But I mean, you don't get a
Yeah,
lot
for
of
sure.
people watching Stanley Cup as it is, right? You could you'd
Yeah.
triple the numbers, and it'd be the most watched Stanley Cup in the
Sure.
history. That being said, Bill,
I think you got an enemy here.
they have this one guy, this one kid who plays, and he broke out a couple of years ago in the Bubble Demko. And he played against a stacked Las Vegas team. And they threw everything at him. They threw dice. They threw chips. They threw cards. They threw jokers. They threw the kings and the queens. And they finally were able to get one past him and beat him, take down Vancouver. But not this year. Demko's back. Demko's looking good. Demko's ready. Their defense is better than LA and Vegas's defense. Vancouver's been able to hold Vegas for the whole regular season. Let's hope that hopefully that helps and keeps it going. But I am going Vancouver. I am going seven. Vancouver wins it on home ice. Moving on to the final or the conference finals.
We at least all agreed it would go seven games.
I am
Yeah,
shocked that you would pick the
me
Canucks.
too. Me
I really
too.
thought you weren't. Yeah.
But I think Demko could steal a few games.
Oh, he definitely could. I think
Right, I mean,
goaltending, and I think goaltending, Vancouver has the advantage. Scoring is probably split, and defense is probably split. So, and I don't want to like boost JC's ego too much here,
oh
talking about his
no, not
team.
at all.
He's not even gonna be able to sleep tonight. He'll be sitting there in his bed like, Dad likes my team. Is there a more underrated forward in the NHL than JT Miller? Like
I
he had
can't
100
really. I'm
points.
trying to think of.
Nobody talks about this guy. Like I know he plays on the West Coast on the Canucks, and he's like overshadowed by guys like Elias Pettersson and Quinn Hughes and Thatcher Demko. Like JT Miller was a throw-in trade from Tampa Bay to get rid of some salary a few years ago. He scored over a point a game like his entire Vancouver career. And we were all giving it to JC when we all thought Vancouver should rebuild. And they gave JT Miller that massive contract, and then they had to trade Bo Horvat. We're like, what is going on with your stupid team, man? What is happening? And you know what? They knew what they were doing. So they knew what they had, I guess. So props to them. Yeah, JT Miller, he's gonna win some games for Vancouver. He's a warrior. So I just wanted to throw that in there before we move on.
Okay. So our Western Conference Finals is Dallas and Vancouver. So we will get back to that in a minute. We'll start with the Eastern Conference Finals, the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Carolina Hurricanes.
I gotta say, before we start this, my Stanley Cup final is alive and well of what I
Oh.
picked in my personal bracket. So I
Okay.
think that's exciting here. Why don't Bill, why don't you start this
Yeah,
one?
I'll start this one. Okay. This series would be very intriguing for a number of reasons. I think the whole backstory of the fact that Toronto hasn't won a Stanley Cup in 60 plus years, which is the longest streak right now in the NHL, is fascinating. And that's where you get fans rooting for a team like Toronto. You know, it's like they want them to end this curse. It was like that with the Cubs. It was like that with the Red Sox. It was like that with the Chiefs, you know, before the Chiefs became this dominant franchise.
Sure.
As much as I would love to see Toronto get to the finals, Carolina's a juggernaut. They are just a juggernaut. And there's one player that wasn't mentioned earlier that I want to mention now. If he is on his game, Evgeny Kuznetsov is a beast. If he is on his game, and I think he will be in this series, Carolina wins the conference. It will be in six games.
Yeah, like what you said there. I think Toronto, you know, if they do get to this point, I think it's just too much pressure. Like the whole country's rooting for you. I don't, and like that's why I never kind of take Canadian teams in these playoffs too long, because it always seems like something happens to stop them. And like we all say, oh, look, Gary Bettman doesn't want a Canadian team to win, but it's usually something happens. And I think running into Carolina here for Toronto, I think this would be a bad matchup for them. I think the Leafs would have a better up chance against a team like the Rangers in this case, if that's how it would shape up for them. I'm going to take Carolina. I'm going to take them in five if they're playing Toronto.
All right, JC.
All right. Well, as much as like you guys have said, right, it's going to be tough for Toronto. Carolina's a good team. They lost last year. They'll come out flying. They'll come out hitting. I like the goaltending there in this series for Carolina. Toronto could score some goals, but I think in the end of the day, I think Carolina wins this. I think this series will go six. I mean, it just like you said, if it was the Rangers for Toronto or the Islanders or maybe the Capitals, it might be a little different, but Carolina's a good team. And I'm taking Carolina to win this, to beat Toronto. You know, and not all of Canada will be cheering for Toronto Maple Leafs.
No,
You know, the people to the east of them
most of
will
Canada will be cheering for Carolina in that case. Then how we are.
But yeah, I got Carolina in six.
All right. So then let's go to the Western Conference Finals, Dallas and Vancouver.
Okay, so this is where the love affair ends between me and JC. Sorry, man. But
Oh, all good.
I think Dallas is they're kind of like the Carolina of the Western Conference. I think they're just great in every aspect. These are the top two teams in the West with points. So this is the reason why these teams are there. Dallas would have the home ice advantage. And that just proves how every single point is so important. Like, I believe if Vancouver wins versus Winnipeg tonight, I think they'd be 1 point behind Dallas. So, and then they'll lose that home ice advantage because of it. I'm going to take Dallas. I'm going to take them in six games to go to the Stanley Cup. Bill, you might as well go. We know what he's doing.
Yes. Okay.
Ha
Well, look, I already said Vancouver would be eliminated at this point. It would kind of be dumb of me to go back on this one. Like I said earlier, Dallas is on a mission. Dallas is going to win. It'll be in six games.
No, all good. I mean, it's definitely a good pick. It ain't the smartest pick, and it's the most wrongest pick I've ever heard in my life.
The most
I've had a lot of wrong
wrongest.
picks in my life,
That sounds like something I would have said
brother.
when I was a kid. That's the
That's the most
wrongest
wrongest
pick.
pick.
I'll put it this way, right? If any team's going to give Dallas a run, and I mean, and you got to imagine, right? Dallas is going up against LA or the Knights, and that could be a run for them. Then they got to go up against Colorado or Winnipeg. In our scenario, they go up against the Kings, they go up against Colorado, right? Now you got two tough series that you're going up against. Now you're going up against the Canucks, who during the regular season, the Stars won twice, won one in overtime. Vancouver won one, showed them out. It's all been close games. I don't see no blowouts in these series. And I am sticking with Vancouver going to the finals. And goaltending defense, it's going to be a battle. I think Vancouver finds a way to win games, get some bounces, make Batman's life miserable when they move on to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yep.
Well, that's who I'm going with.
All right. So before we go to the finals, I just want everyone to know that that commercial that I bitched about earlier is up on YouTube. I will be posting it in our group tonight so
Nice.
you guys can see how
I like
pissed
it.
off I am.
Okay. You're not even with the same people. Like,
You
fuck.
motherfucker. You know those overreaction videos when your favorite team loses the
Oh
Super Bowl? It's kind of like that in my head right now with that commercial.
yeah. Do you guys think those like overreactions where the guy puts the TV up at all are real?
I'd like to
Some of them
think
are, I
they're
think.
not.
Because I'll tell you right now, if the Saints lost the Super Bowl and my wife's videotaping me with her phone and I go near the TV, she's probably freaking throat chopping me before I get close. She's not going to sit there and videotape me while I rip our TV off the wall. That's just,
I think some of them are real,
trust
though.
me, that's
Yeah, I think some
some of
are
you think so?
real,
Like where the
some
guy,
aren't.
where
Yes,
that
I think
cowboy
some
fan
are.
took his TV. You guys see that one where he like he frisbeed his TV on his lawn and then he started jumping on it? That was damn
Dallas
good.
fans, yes, I do see that.
Hey, we have a
Oh yeah.
friend of ours who
So
broke a
good.
glass table
Yeah.
because of hockey and their
That's because
football.
he was breaking a hockey stick. This is actually a funny story. I'm gonna tell it on podcast. Sorry, Jay. So the Oilers lost the Stanley Cup final to Carolina. And so he went, goes in his basement, starts beating this little chair, this old chair that no one used anymore. He starts beating it with a hockey stick. Blade breaks off, flies across the room, and shatters a glass coffee table. It's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. So, and if you want proof of this, just go in our group chat, Bill, and ask Jay about it because he'll tell you all about it.
That's where the little memes
One of the
and the
greatest things ever.
little gifs come up with people breaking stuff after a
Yeah,
loss for the Oilers or
there's.
Cowboys.
If I'm
Yeah,
bored
because he used
Saturday, I
to.
know what I'll be doing.
He used to have a little bit of a temper there with when his teams would come through,
Yeah.
which is
All
always a
right.
good time.
All right.
Hope
Well, let's
you
get
like
to
them, Jay.
it. Let's get to it. Let's get to the finals. Carolina, Dallas.
And what I think is amazing is this is my finals, guys. So we got here. I appreciate both of you with your picks. Your Toronto picks were a little weird, but you know, we got past that. Toronto is no longer here. And now we got Carolina versus Dallas. Who DK picks to be in the Stanley Cup final? But who is he going to pick to win? Stay tuned.
Oh, cliffhanger. I guess I'll go first since JC's over in a corner crying because we didn't have Vancouver in the
I'm
Yeah.
good because
Okay. It,
I'll be
if
Stanley
JC
Cup
went
party in
first, he
here
would
in
pick
2 months.
Vancouver.
That's right. No, I'll go
Okay.
first. And
Okay, go ahead.
to me, I mean,
You
in this
can't pick
scenario, right?
Vancouver.
Oh, I know. But in this scenario, right, you got Carolina, you got Dallas, right? And I mean, and I'll throw you guys a question after we've made this after we're done this. But Right. I'm going to go Carolina winning this. Beating Dallas. You watch the Dallas. Dallas has been close on many occasions. They just can't seem to finish it. And I like the way Carolina's built with a lot of no-namers, right? So you got a couple stars, you got some goaltending. And yeah, I'm going Carolina. I'm going Carolina six to win their second ever Stanley Cup.
All right, I'm gonna go next. I expect this to be a great series. These two are probably the most even teams as far as everything goes. Like they're clones of each other, basically. But since my co-hosts have used at least one wrestling reference today, I'm going to use one now.
Oh.
The Dallas Stars will finish their story. The Stars will hoist the Stanley Cup in Dallas in 7 games.
Oh, I like it. So you took the Dallas Stars, okay?
Yep.
All right. It's tough, really. I think the road to the finals for Carolina and the road for Dallas, I think it, when you compare the two, I think when Dallas gets to the finals, they're going to be an exhausted team. But not just with the travel everywhere, like if they have to go to Vancouver or Colorado or that's long flights. Carolina's probably not leaving their time zone. So I think Carolina will have that advantage. And I'm gonna take Carolina. I think they're gonna win in six. But you know what? Dallas, I can see Dallas doing it too. So if we do get this finals, this is kind of why I picked this final. I think the two best teams and they have the best chance to get there. I just think Carolina will be a little bit more rested when they get there. So that's why I'm going with them.
All right.
You gotta remember, Hurricane Carolina does not have home ice advantage in the Stanley Cup.
That's right.
Final, either if it's Vancouver or
Yep.
or Dallas.
That's a good point.
Right? So it's gonna be, I mean, now they gotta fly across and depending when they, depending on how they do up there against whoever their opponent is, right? In our scenario, it's Toronto.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, here's my question for you guys. So obviously we got the for us we got the Carolina Hurricanes win the Stanley Cup. All right. What happens if Vegas loses tonight? And now they have to go to play Dallas. Like right now it's nothing nothing after the first.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Now I'm just
Yeah,
saying, right? What? It now it
I can
changes everything
see.
because now,
You know what's funny? If Vegas loses and Colorado just scored again. Sorry, I'm distracted. If Vegas loses and they have to play Dallas in the first round, I don't think Dallas gets the Stanley Cup final. I'm not saying they don't beat Dallas or they don't beat Vegas. But I think that's just such a harder series than LA. And then you got Edmonton getting through easily against the Kings. And then if Edmonton's rested, I could see Edmonton beating Vancouver. This stupid game between Anaheim and Vegas is so huge. It's unbelievable how important it is when it comes to the entire Western Conference. Do you guys agree with me on that one?
1,000%.
Do you think Vancouver has a harder chance against Nashville than Edmonton would have against LA? Because I sure do.
Oh, I think so. But
It's
LA's got
nuts.
Vancouver's number.
Yeah.
Right? Right now, I
For
bet you
sure.
Edmonton, every TV is not watching Oilers game tonight. Every TV is
Oh, I
watching the
wouldn't.
Knights versus the Ducks
Oh, yeah. I guarantee
in
you
Edmonton.
Edmonton is rooting. And I believe. Who is LA playing?
They're
Yeah,
playing
LA
the
is playing
Blackhawks.
too, right?
Blackhawks. Yeah, they're playing the
So,
Blackhawks. And that's no score,
okay.
really. Yeah.
Okay, so Vegas has the tiebreaker, I believe, and they're 1 point up. So if Vegas gets 1 point,
I
I think
don't think
that
they do.
gives them the third spot. I'd have to look at the standings. Because I thought
Let's
they
see
had
here,
more
'cause
regulation wins, which is what the tiebreaker is.
right. Let's take a look. So
I mean,
right now, yeah, the
this is why I
Knights have
wanted to do the show
34 right.
Friday, but
Nope.
we're busy.
The Golden Knights have
Yeah.
34 regulation wins. The Los
Yep.
Angeles Kings have 37 regulation wins. So the Kings have the
Oh.
tiebreaker.
Okay,
So
so Vegas wins. They got the third spot.
yes, if Vegas gets one
Yes.
point and LA wins,
So if
then
LA
the Knights
wins and
move over
Vegas gets
to
one, yeah, if Vegas gets 1 point and LA
then
gets two, then LA would
LA.
get that spot.
Yep, would be the third seed.
Right.
So I would expect LA to beat Chicago.
Yeah.
But you never know, right?
Maybe they're just happy in the playoffs, but
Yeah,
I mean,
I
you don't
know.
want to go up against Dallas.
No,
Right?
no, no.
Yeah, if you're Vegas, like I think you'd rather face Edmonton, but do you
All
really
right.
want to have to face McDavid and Draisaitl, or would you rather take your chances with Dallas? I don't know.
Right. Now, let me ask you guys a question because I just thought of this while we were having this discussion. Let's say that
More
Vegas does
hypotheticals. I like it.
end up playing Dallas and
Sure.
people are upset because you got these top two heavyweight teams. Does this maybe have the NHL look at their playoff structure and be like, you know what? We can't have that again. We may have to change it. Or is it just
I
going to
don't
be
think
your
so, because like they put this whole thing in to start rivalries, and like this is like the whole wild card scenario. Like I could see maybe they change that, where it used to be the top eight teams get in, and like the top, we used to have three divisions, and the division winner, you got a top three seed, and then everybody else, and then they'd kind of like seeded after that.
Right.
I kind of wish they'd go back to that, because that eight versus one matchup seemed a lot more
Entertaining, exciting.
catered to the top team than someone like Dallas. Dallas gets the number one seed, and then they gotta potentially face Vegas here with all their players coming back.
Yeah, but
So
Vegas would be the seed this year,
yeah.
right? Gotta remember that it's still one
Yeah.
versus eight, two versus seven.
Yeah,
It's
true,
just
true.
your division. It's your division rounds, and they've already said they won't change it because didn't we have a couple of years ago? It was like Washington, Pittsburgh. We've had a few potential
Yep.
conference finals play out in the, and
In
I
the
call
semi.
it the division, right? In the division round, the
And
semifinals, and they said no, we're not changing it.
like you guys were saying, I was gonna say this and I forgot to say it, when Carolina and Rangers were gonna play. And I'm like, that's two of the top five teams for me
Yeah.
in the whole league. And they got to face each other in the second round. And then you got Winnipeg facing Colorado, or probably two of the top five Western teams. So I may we just kind of sit back and go, we're going to see some epic matchups the entire playoff,
Yeah.
because there's so many good teams now.
Oh, hold on, breaking news. Anaheim
Oh.
one, Vegas zero.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God.
But Tano just scored on the power play.
Oh my God, I love
And
it. Oh
Edmonton, and I
boy.
just felt an earthquake from Edmonton.
Yeah, I can feel it. I'm closer.
So let me put it this
The
way.
whole me and you're kind of in the Edmonton's in the middle of us, so yeah.
We'll put it this way.
Damn.
If we went one through eight in this in the Western Conference, you'd have Dallas, say, versus Vegas, and then you would have say Vancouver versus LA. You'd end up having the biggest difference would be Edmonton would end up facing Colorado. as your 4-5
Yeah.
speed.
Which
Right.
would, be awesome for a
Yeah,
first
and
round. So.
Winnipeg would play Nashville and or LA, depending on what happens, right? It could be
Right.
going kind of that
Yeah.
way, but the fourth and fifth seed would be locked in right now. The rest of the seeds right now would not be locked in.
So I think we
So,
can all say the team getting screwed over the most here is Winnipeg.
yeah.
Because I think they'd much rather play a Nashville team than Colorado in
An
round
LA team, Nashville, maybe they would be playing the Golden Knights. So,
Well,
you just
guess
never
we'll see
know.
what happens.
Yep.
I kind of knew this was going to happen when we decided to record tonight.
Yeah.
When we assumed a team's going to win. And then, hopefully, honestly, Vegas comes back. So
Oh,
everything
oh.
we said.
And the Chicago Blackhawks scored.
Nope.
Plus Chicago wins and it doesn't matter. That's great. All
Much
right.
yet tonight,
I'm
Chicago
cheering
is
for the
it's
I'm cheering for Anaheim and the Blackhawks. That might help the Flames draft choice. I don't know.
yeah.
Good
So
times.
hang on to your hats, boys. It's still not over.
Yep.
Yep, we could be in for a bumpy ride.
Yep.
We could
So
be.
where we left it, I believe, Bill, you picked Dallas.
Yes,
And I picked Carolina.
and
JC.
JC picked Carolina.
JC picked Carolina. I didn't hear him say that yet. Okay. How many games are you picking for
I picked
Hurricanes?
six for Carolina.
Okay. So did I. Okay.
All right. So, congratulations to the Carolina Hurricanes. You are going to win the Stanley Cup, according to the three of us, which
Well,
probably.
congratulations to the LA Kings because we gave them zero respect and they'll probably sweep their way to the finals.
It'll probably be LA and Washington.
Oh.
You know what? I was looking at the odds today just for different matchups. The best odds, which when I say the best, I mean the most money you can make, is if Washington beats Winnipeg in the finals.
Oh, dear God.
It pays like 15,000 to one or something.
Oh, my Lord.
So I kind of want to throw like $5 on that and just see what the hell happens. Because I did throw a wager down on Carolina to beat Dallas today.
Well, that's
It's
$5 you're not getting back.
29 to one. We'll see what happens.
Oh, my. Well, I think on that note, we're gonna wrap it up.
What
We
a
do have a
banger of a show.
Facebook. We do have a Facebook group. Please
We do.
join. We're trying to get it more active.
Yep.
We do have a future episode planned, and I actually picked the topic, but I'm gonna save it as a surprise for when we do that episode. The guys already know, but trust me, you guys will enjoy it. Well, on that note, thank you all for tuning in. Enjoy your Stanley Cup playoffs, and we'll be back real soon.
Have a good night. Go Canucks, go.